Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it bad.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Good morning. And my reason for calling, going to be brief because conspiracy theories are not one of my favorite subjects, but I had to run this by you of two things I heard. This goes back for a few years from two different people in Wisconsin. And so the one guy asserted that the Pentagon actually had the cure for the common cold, but they refused to release it to the public. Then this other guy said also about the Pentagon that they are the ones who actually released that the virus that was killing all the gays out. I'm forgetting the name of that right now.
You're talking about the AIDS virus?
Yeah, the AIDS virus. And so I did not respond to those guys. I'm just saying, I did not respond to either one. I'm going to leave it there, man.
Okay, Dave, you know, those are two of the nutty, I mean, I've heard a lot of nutty conspiracy theories. Not only are they crazy, but they're not really worth repeating. I mean, I don't know who said this kind of stuff. You know, there's some people who are conspiratorial. Let me tell you something in my own personal experience serving the Navy for 3 years. The Pentagon and the military, and this is an odd thing to say, but listen to this, are the most liberal institution in our society. Now, what do I mean by that? They're disciplined, obviously. You have to wear a uniform. But they will absorb anything they're told to absorb and do it. When they were told that women would serve alongside men, when I was in the Navy, the only women in the Navy were nurses or they were on hospital ships. They were not on any ship. Now they're on every ship. The ship I was on had the first female commanding officer long after I gotten off the ship. But they said, yes, sir, and they just did it. Then when they were told women must be part of combat troops, must go into the field and go into combat, they said, yes, sir. And then they got rid of don't ask, don't tell, and they said LGBT people should serve, yes, sir. Then when they said that people who are transgender should serve, yes, sir. They do it. They get it done. They actually integrate. At one time, it was a segregated institution until Truman integrated it when he became president on the death of Roosevelt in April of 1945. And they say, yes, sir. They do what they're told. They don't suppress anything. And the idea that anybody would come up for a cure for the common cold and sit on it is nuts. That would be, not only wouldn't they do that, but, you know, that would be a medical breakthrough. People would make a lot of money. Are you kidding? It would come out immediately. And to say that the Pentagon created the AIDS virus is disgusting and absurd. I mean, and frankly, Dave, it's not worth repeating that kind of stuff because the fact of the matter is the Pentagon follows orders. And if they're told to integrate any population based on immutable characteristics, they do. They're happy to do it. If you take a look at the general ranks, the admiral ranks, they're called flag officers. Flag officer is a general and admiral. They have their own flag. And if they come on to a ship or they go to a military base, the flag is raised. There is a flag officer present. And flag officers represent every conceivable immutable characteristic right now. Joe Biden just promoted two women generals. So this business of attacking the Pentagon is an odd, strange little characteristic that's partly conspiracy theory and partly maybe the truly far left who don't want any military. And that would be great. But if we had no military, you would see that the commie Rusky and the Chinese military, the Chaicoms and the NORC military in California, New York immediately. Okay. We need it. We need it. The military is a great institution. I would recommend if there are younger people listening to this, people finishing high school, college age, in college, go into the military for a couple of years. Come out, you'll be disciplined. You will learn a skill, a really good skill. People will respect you and respect your resume. And I'm tired about anti-military sentiment. I'm tired of anti-military sentiment. My personal experience is the military is the most liberal institution in our society. So, Dave, thanks for calling. But at some point, things are so nutty, so frankly, flat out stupid, that nobody's going to believe anything just because it gets repeated on radio. But if it's repeated enough, there are a lot of Dummkopfs out there, quite a few of them, actually, who will say it and repeat it, and it's absolutely false. It's absolutely false. Now, there's another development in New York that is very disturbing. The Republicans in New York and the state legislature have introduced an impeachment resolution against Governor Cuomo. They're capitalizing on the furor around Cuomo. And 12 Democrats in the legislature have called for him to resign. Now, here's the math. There's such an overwhelming Democratic majority in New York in the state Senate and the Assembly. It would take something like 30 Democrats to vote to impeach. My message to him is do not do it. Do not Franken Cuomo. He is not Franken Cuomo. You remember Al Franken in Minnesota? Remember him? They turned on him like dogs. The Democratic caucus turned on him like dogs. Kirsten Gillibrand, Kirsten Scissorhands, got her hands on him, cut him up. A couple of the other Republicans, one from his home state, Jason States, people who were his friends, they cut him up, forced him out. They took him in privately and said, if you don't resign, all of the Democrats will go against you. And then Leahy, who's just sucked along after he said it was the worst thing I ever did. The way to handle it is you have an investigation. There's an election coming up in 2022 for governor. If Cuomo decides to run again, the people can decide how serious these allegations are, how truthful some of them are. He's a very, very fine governor. People say he's a bully and this, that, and the other thing. Baloney. Try being governor. You don't think that Franklin Roosevelt was a bully? You don't think Harry Truman was a bully? I mean, people who have high offices have to do what they have to do. And this business about nursing home deaths, the issue is if somebody dies in a hospital, did they die in a hospital or a nursing home, even though they died in the hospital, but they'd been in a nursing home? Now, in Russia, Putin would say nobody died of it. So in a city, they'd have no COVID deaths and 500,000 pneumonia deaths. That is not what Cuomo did. Deal with it. Deal with it. There's a rabble in the tabloid press who like to seize on anything, but you do not impeach Cuomo to suck along with the Republicans, and the various scissor hands in the Democratic caucus should be told, listen, knock it off. Knock it off. Quit picking off helping Republicans pick off strong Democratic leaders. They did something wrong. The electorate will figure it out. The electorate will figure it out. And in my view, Al Franken would have been reelected. And in my view, Andy Cuomo may be elected, although he's been in three terms. And the reason he might not be reelected, people like a change. But if they keep this up, you're going to have a Republican governor of New York, and that Republican governor will end up being a presidential possibility. So knock it off. I love New York. I mean, I love all this stuff. God, Andrew Yang is mayor. I don't know if he knows how to be a mayor. But then again, I don't know if any of the others running either. He'll learn. He's smart. He's young. He's honest. He's enthusiastic. Cuomo, governor. We'll see what happens. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.